So Pele Gemishta Vayter Masechtas Meisr Sheni Perik Dalid Mishnah Hey. Here's another way. If a person does not want to pay the extra fifth, he has a way out of it. Zak the Mishnah. Let's say the owner of the peiris is standing bagarin. Garin literally means the threshing floor, the place where the peiris are finished. And he says, how can I somehow redeem the Meisr Sheni without paying the chaymish? Now, the ein biyadi mais. He doesn't have any money in his hand. If he had the money in his hand, he can do what the previous Mishnah said you do. He can say to anybody, even to his older son or daughter, his Eved Ivri, his Amo Evriya, here, take this money and redeem the Meisr Sheni. But now he doesn't have any money. So Oymer L'Chaveri, what he can do is he can say to his friend, these peiris, it's a matana for you, it's a gift for you. Then he says to his friend, oh, and being that it's Meisr Sheni, I'm going to redeem it on money that I have in my house. Since the peiris now belongs to his friend, when you redeem Meisr Sheni that belongs to a friend, you don't have to add a chaymish. The only thing is, you're not allowed to give Meisr Sheni as a matana. So it must be, says the Bat Tanura, that he gives it to him when it's still tevel, before he's mafresh Meisr Sheni. And whenever the Mishnah talks about giving it away, it has to be that he gave it away before it was actually given the Kedusha of Meisr Sheni, because if not, like we learned beforehand, one of the things you cannot do with Meisr Sheni is give it as a matana. So again, he's standing on the threshing floor, it's now finished, meaning to say you have to be Mafresh Meises. He wants to get away with the Chaimish, he doesn't have any money to give to a friend. Let's say here, you redeem these payrets. So what he can do is give the payrets as a matana to someone else, and then say, should be redeemed, the money that he has in the house, meaning that it's someone else's payrets, he will not have to pay a Chaimish.